This story of loyalty is taken from Lessons from Kerbala, from Asr 313, and available to you from the Truth Seekers Library, a Truth Seekers Foundation initiative. What is loyalty? It can be explained in several parts. Loyalty means showing sincere and unconditional support to someone or something. It is what causes someone to stand by their leader, regardless of any hardships or difficulties. It is always easy to support someone during easy times. The true loyalty of an individual is tested during difficult times. It is obligatory for all believers to be loyal to the Imam of the time. It is important to realize that the verbal claim of loyalty is not enough. Our tongue, limbs, heart and soul all must swear allegiance, not just by voice but by action too. Let's hear something about loyalty in Kerbala. Never has history seen such loyalty as that seen on the plains of Kerbala. On the eve of Ashura, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, delivered a sermon to his companions and family. I glorify God, blessed and most high, with the glorification. I praise him in both prosperity and adversity. O God, I praise you for honoring us with prophethood, teaching us the Quran, and endowing us with a profound understanding of religion. You have enabled us to see, hear and reflect, and you have not made us polytheists. I know of no followers more superior and righteous than my followers, or a family more pious and closely knit than my family. May God bestow you with the best of rewards. I believe, tomorrow will be our last day, that will be brought about by these enemies. I have given thought to your situation. You are all justified to leave, you are absolved of your obligation to me. Use this cover of the night to escape. Let each one of you take the hand of a person from my family. Then spread about in different towns, until God rescues you. The people pursue me only, and once they seize me, they will stop pursuing anyone else. Abbas was the first one to speak out, "Why would we ever do that? In order to remain alive after you? May God never allow that to happen." Then, his brothers, and sons, and the sons of Hassan, and sons of Abdullah bin Jaffa spoke in a similar vein. Imam Hussein said, "O sons of Aqil, your family has sacrificed enough with the killing of Muslim. Leave, for I give you permission." They replied, "What would the people say?" They would say, "That we abandoned our master, our cousin, and the best of uncles, that we shot no arrows with him, that we thrust no spears with him, that we wielded no swords with him, that we do not know about their contribution. No, by God, we will never leave you. Rather, we will offer our lives, wealth and family to safeguard you. We will fight alongside you, until we attain your goal. Life would be so distasteful after you." Muslim bin Ausajah stood up and said, "How is it possible to leave you, and before God hold that we had fulfilled your rights? By God, not until I have thrust my spear into their chests, and smitten with my sword so long that only its hilt remains in my hand. I will not leave you. If I have no weapon with which to fight them, I shall hurl stones at them, to secure your safety until I die with you." Sa'id bin Abdullah Hanafi said, "By God, we will never leave you, until God knows that we protected the sanctity of the departed messenger of God, peace and blessings be upon him, that is preserved in you. By God, if I knew that I would be killed then be brought back to life, and then burnt alive and scattered, I would not abandon you, even if this process was repeated 70 times. How then could I not sacrifice myself for your safety, when I know that there is only one death with honor, which can never be cast aside?" Zuhair bin Qayn said, "By God, I would love to be killed, then revived, then killed 1,000 times in this manner, if it can keep you safe with the young ones from your family." His followers spoke with unity and resoluteness, one after another, "By God, we will not leave you. Rather, our life and all of our being will be offered for your protection. If we are killed, we will have faithfully carried out our pledges." Loyalty was again displayed when the sons of Ummul Banin refused to abandon their imam, even though they were given an opportunity to save themselves. Shimr approached the camp of Hussein and his followers and called out, "Where are the sons of our sister?" Then Abbas, Jaffa, Abdullah and Uthman came out and asked him what he wanted. He replied that he had come to offer them a guarantee of safety and security. The youths replied, "May God curse you and your guarantee. What sort of an uncle are you, who offers us security while the son of the messenger of God has no guarantee of safety? We are in no need of your guarantee of safety, for the guarantee of God is better than the guarantee of an immoral person. So, how can we practice loyalty?" At home. Loyalty to siblings and parents is very important. Loyalty to our brothers and sisters helps us build lifelong relationships with them. This bond is formed from the time of childhood. Remember, little things make a difference. We should start by simply keeping all the promises that we make to a sibling, be it whatever small thing it is. For example, a promise to play a game should be dutifully fulfilled. This will make us a man of our words and our siblings will learn to trust us. Later on in life, if they ever face difficulties, it is our duty to provide them with whatever assistance we can offer. We should never leave them alone in the world to fend for themselves. Like mountains, we should stand by their sides with strength and power so that no one ever dares to bully or oppress them. Loyalty to parents can be demonstrated by obeying them behind their backs. When our parents tell us to do something, it is our duty to follow those instructions to the letter. Deceiving our parents by doing things that they don't allow should not be an option, ever. At school, the most important aspect of loyalty to a friend is to be by their side in their time of need. Friends which are only around during times of happiness but disappear during times of difficulties are surely worse than enemies. It is also important that we do not allow ourselves to be made fool of. Recognizing true friends is very important. By means of vision, we should be able to identify those who are genuinely loyal to us. It is very important for a believer to be intelligent. We must be careful of those people whose friendship lasts as long as they need us. In addition, if someone has already betrayed us once, we should be very reluctant in trusting them again. While we don't want to become disloyal friends ourselves, it is vital that we are able to recognize such people. We should reward loyalty with loyalty and disloyalty with distance. At public places, loyalty to our imam is the most important and yet the most difficult of all. We must always stand by the truth no matter how many thousands are on the other side. But to be able to do this, we have to learn about our religion. We have to withdraw ourselves from the realms of ignorance. Next, we must practice our knowledge. All of this is an essential part of being loyal to our imam. We must never engage in sinful activities which might displease our imam. To accomplish this, we must have control over our inner self. We should support the pious leaders in the community. Sometimes public support is required for the establishment of truth. We should try to provide that support and stand behind those who are paving the way for the truth. This is the end of the story, loyalty.